Continuation of the Life of St. Teresa, Episode 43. It was while she was in Medina del Campo, settling the difficult affairs of the new foundation, that Teresa found the first two recruits for her proposed new house of friars. While in Medina, I was still concerned about the monasteries for friars, and since I didn't have any, I didn't know what to do. So I decided to speak about the matter very confidentially with the prior there, to see what he would counsel me. He was happy to know of it, and promised me he would be the first. I took it that he was joking with me, and told him so. For although he was always a good friar, recollected, very studious, and fond of his cell, it didn't seem to me he was the one for a beginning like this. Neither would he have the courage or promote the austerity that was necessary, since he was fragile and not given to austerity. He assured me very much and asserted that for many days the Lord had been calling him to a stricter life. Thus he had already decided to go to the Carthusians, and they had already told him they would accept him. Despite all this, I was not completely satisfied. I asked that we put it off for a while, and that he prepare by putting into practice the things he would be promising. A little later, it happened that a young father came there who was studying at Salamanca. He came along with another as his companion, who told me great things about the life this father was leading. The young father's name was Fray John of the Cross. I praised our Lord, and when I spoke with this young friar, he pleased me very much. I learned from him how he also wanted to go to the Carthusians. Telling him what I was attempting to do, I begged him to wait until the Lord would give us a monastery, and pointed out the great good that would be accomplished if, in his desire to improve, he were to remain in his own order, and that much greater service would be rendered to the Lord. He promised me he would remain as long as he wouldn't have to wait long. When I saw that I already had two friars to begin with, it seemed to me the matter was taken care of, although I still wasn't so satisfied with the prior, and thus I waited a while, and waited also for the sake of finding a place where they could begin.